I'm sorry, Sandra. Were you calling my name?
Yeah, Sandra, on behalf of the board, the LSB.
Yeah, I told the
it
should be sent right now.
For your mom.
I don't know what happened to the files. The files work.
Madam Chair, I can't hear. There's somebody else speaking.
Mm-hmm. Please mute if you're not speaking. Please mute if you're not speaking.
It was Radrich.
I just wanted to say on behalf of all of us on the board, we send our condolences to you on the passing of your mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I just want to share something with everybody who's listening and anybody who cares. You know, I brought Mama home in January. I had the help of the wonderful hospice people who helped me take really good care of her in her final days. And one night we were up really late. I think I'd probably been on a PNB call or something, but you know, it was, one of the things that she and I did, I would play her music and ask her if she liked the song, or I would play her, some political commentary and ask her what she thought. And we got around to discussing the creator, and I asked her what she thought, and she said, mm-hmm. Honestly, Sandra, I don't know. And so I said, well, Mama, if you get to meet whoever's in charge, could you put in a good word for me? And she opened her eyes very bright, and she said, Sandra, I'm going to put in a good word for all of you. And so with that, I will close and say, Mama was a wonderful human being. She was a nurse for 63 years, and she was not afraid to go. She was sorry that she was going to miss everybody. But she's going to put in a good word for all of us. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
Lyndon. Lyndon. Wally.
I really don't have anything to add to it.
Okay. Thank you. Dwayne. Dwayne. All right, moving along to the
This is Lyndon. I'm okay. Unmuted.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say that the email, my ballot came out at 11:03 p.m. on the 6th of June, and it was the subject was 2021 Pacifica Bylaws Amendment Vote Listener for me, and it's from Pacifica Foundation, and then print vote at simplyvoting.com. So that was 11:03, the night of June 6th. So we did get a motion passed at the PNB, that passed first at the NFC, that should ameliorate about $48,000 worth of essential services that KPFT is in arrears, and it read that the portion of the PPP funds rounds 1 and 2 are not used for the purchase of salary and benefits, but instead used to pay Pacific Foundation operating expenses be credited to the station central services in that proportion that they were assessed for the purpose of ameliorating unpaid amounts to what extent is possible, and then blah, blah, blah. Something else that I have raised a couple of times, and this has to do with a donation that we got to KPFT, and technically it goes to Pacifica because I guess KPFT is not enough of a corporation or LLC to receive anything. But in February of 2020, it was rumored that a listener to Larry Winter's Spare Change show had died in August 2019, and he left a house to KPFT. And he could have left his house to his two daughters, or he could have left it to his sister, but he thought enough about, he enjoyed Larry's show enough that he left his house to to us, to Pacifica. In the summer of 2020, we began to ask about what had happened to this. We'd heard about it. And at Sandy's prodding, because of Larry's prodding, Bill and I accessed the court documents, and indeed a house had been in LaPorte, had been left to the Pacifica. And the situation was slow walked so badly that the property had not been sold when property taxes were due on January 31 of 2021. So KPFT, thinking we're doing the right thing, we paid $4,558 that made the sale of the house possible. And I know all, most of y'all know what, how property taxes work in Harris County. So we thought, we believed that the national office agreed that KPFT would receive 70% of the sales proceeds and the Pacifica Foundation would get 30% to pay for the FJC loan of greater than $3 million. Well, we were wrong. Right now, to date, we have received 0% of the 124,000 sales price, but we are on the hook for the $4,558 in property taxes. And that is, so that should be a story to think about as we go forward. That's my report.
Thank you for that. Very interesting report. Dwayne. Dwayne. All right, not hearing Dwayne. Moving to the committee reports. Sandy, finance.
Thank you very much. The finance committee will meet in June next week on Wednesday, so there's no June report. The report from last month stands. Last month, the management did submit a first draft of the 2022 budget. Members of the Finance Committee, which are largely the majority of those on the LSB on the call tonight, please review that document because at our meeting next week, I'm going to be calling for input to that document. So if you see line items that you have questions about or line items that you just don't even see that maybe needed to be added to that budget, this would be a good time to continue our collaborative discussion with management. And come next meeting, I will have a June report for you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy.
Richard to the stack.
Who?
Richard, I just wanted to correct that. I think the meeting is on Tuesday, the 15th.
Yes, Richard, you're correct. I'm sorry. I'm off by a day. Okay. I'm looking at last year's calendar. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Ted, what did you call your committee? The Million Dollar Building Committee. Go ahead. You're muted. You're muted. There you go.
Thank you. Madam Chair, do you want me to read the report that I've submitted to the board, but not to the public?
Go ahead. However you want to present it.
Thank you. The attendees met at KPFT 419 Lovett Boulevard at 4 p.m. for a tour of the building, led by KPFT GM David Bays, looking for issues like mold and asbestos. Present were Bill Baldwin, real estate broker and owner of Boulevard Real Estate, Bob Gartner, KPFT LSB board member, Richard Uzel, KPFT LSB board member, Lyndon Foley, KPFT and Pacifica National board member, Mo Thomas, chief engineer, WPFW and interim GM KPFK, David Bays, GM KPFT, Barry Baumgarten, attorney, Ted Weisskall, KPFT board member and chair of this special committee. Absent were LSB member Darrell Robbins and real estate sales and appraisal expert with Coleman and Son, Jasmine Quinterly. Neither Ted nor Mo went into the building having seen it previously. After the tour, we adjourned to Midtown Bar and Grill. We were informed by Bill that we need to get a copy of the title to determine if there are any restrictions related to the disposition of this property. Obtaining the title is free. A survey of the property will cost approximately $500 to $600, and he said he would order it. The property is 12,750 square feet, and the land has a value of $1.3 million. There is a plentiful supply of warehouses available at $40 a foot for a new home for KPFT. Bill will share an app or website that shows places for sale all over the city. Remodeling the current site would cost approximately $720,000. Demolishing would cost $10,000. As a broker, I will not take a commission on this report. Let me reiterate, everything I just said was paraphrasing what Bill Baldwin said. Linda reminded the group, and this is from Ted's notes, that the house is collateral on a loan and we might face the loss of 2/3 of the income from the sale of the property to the Pacifica Foundation. If the proceeding is not accurate, this is what Lyndon wrote after reviewing the draft of this report. On the sale of the collateralized property, 1/3 will probably go towards loan repayment, and then we will have the challenge of securing from the foundation enough out of the 2/3 that Pacifica would receive for us to make a proper relocation. Richard talked about purchasing a strip center where we would have to be the installation, where there would have to be the installation of soundproofing. He likes the Harrisburg area and spoke of the convenience of buses and light rail. Everyone needs to engage in looking at potential properties. We need to get funds from Pacifica. That matter must be resolved, and then we need to find cheap real estate. Bob talked about the need to remove and possibly resell equipment. Bill addressed the possibility of purchasing KCOH on Alameda and said that property is projected to cost $725,000 to $950,000. Ted put on the table a joint sale of our property and that of Alliance Francaise to generate greater income, as well as exploring schools that are not in use and the building of a high rise with KPFT occupying part of the building and the rest of it being a sort of income, possibly in a condo type setup. Mo talked about the building needing to be one that generates clean power and is secure. Security. We need to take into consideration moving costs, the purchase of equipment probably costing $150,000. He said KPFT is an electrical nightmare and a fire hazard. Equipment can be found for cheap. It will take 30 to 45 days to move. There will be no shutdown during the move. David, property is available in the Veterans Memorial area. There may be free space at Planet Fitness. Barry supported the sale and demolishing of our property due to the possibility of asbestos. He pointed out that when the property is demolished, the company doing it gets salvageable materials. Pacifica needs to net $700,000 from this sale. That's a reasonable expectation. Mo, the music library is valuable and must be protected. So must the subscription and office equipment. The meeting adjourned at 5:45 p.m., future meetings will depend upon the guidance recommendation of the KPFT LSB. And I wanted to let you know that I happened to come across somebody at a Rotary meeting that I attended last night from a company called Lone Star Pace. And I will send you the information on that governmental entity that helps with matters both related to repair and to the building of new property. It addresses concerns related to energy and being an efficient property. With that, I conclude my report.
Bob Gardner.
Madam Chair, are you with us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there were some concerns raised in emails this morning about the survey. And I happen to remember that Mr. Baldwin pointed out an obvious and written factual item with respect to that, that the appraisal district numbers and some of the other, I don't remember what they're called, property numbers, the square footages don't add up equally. So a survey would serve to show exactly what the square footage is on that lot.
Lyndon for the stack.
And Bill for the stack.
Lyndon.
Richard to the stack.
Oh, well, can't answer Bob's question.
No, I'll do that.
Okay.
Do that. Bob is right. There were two, the realtor pointed out that there were two different numbers on the square footage of the lot. One was 1310, I think, and the other was less than 13. So when we go to sell, we want to know how many square feet we have. And this survey would tell us what, where the easements were and other things like that. And as Ted said earlier, what's going is $100 a foot. And the realtor also brought up the idea of demolishing the building beforehand, and then it might cost about $10,000. That was kind of a top, I think. And he said that that would, if we did that, it would give the visual to a better visual to any buyer, and we would get the $10,000 plus maybe another $10 or $20 in with that method. And also the lawyer, I think, asked about asbestos, and I sent him the asbestos report that Markeisha had requested back in March or May of 2020, and which said that we don't have an asbestos problem.
Linda, when you said 1,300 square feet, you're talking about the building, right? Not the whole land, right?
Or 13,000. I'm okay. Sorry. Or whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Bill.
Okay, thank you. You know, I think what Linda talked about earlier in the P&B report is really relevant to this. If we had to pay taxes on the property in LaPorte and we didn't get a penny from it, we need to insist that Pacifica Management pay for all these expenses, whether it's, you know, even just a survey or tearing down the building or whatever it is, because, you know, we're likely not to get any money, it seems like, at all if things don't change. So I think we need to get that clarified. And I know Lynn is doing everything he can and Sandra and the others. So, but you know, we got to figure out what's going on. And if all the money's going to other stations, like it's been doing to cover deficits there too, then.
Madam Chair, Adriana, point of order. This is a bunch of propaganda that is not true.
I think it was fact.
No,
Let me just let Lyndon repeat what he said about the property in LaPorte.
Yes.
That was my point.
I want to ask if Dwayne Lark is here, please.
Okay. He's not here, Adrian.
Okay. But obviously that what you are saying is not exactly what the PMB is saying. I'm very sorry. And that's, and we need to think of what we are trying to do. If New Day Pacifica will get their way, then we will not have any say on this. Please don't.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What does that have to do with it?
Madam Chair, we're off topic.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Go ahead.
I would just like to address the issue of the survey. I worked for 11 years in the title industry in Texas. I had a front row seat to the whole mortgage meltdown. I know a little bit about it. They've changed a lot of laws since I was active in that industry, but I do keep in contact with surveyors on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and I know of several surveyors that would be happy to volunteer to do a survey of the property and do it for free or in kind. So I just want to throw that out there. You know, it's not an overwhelming obligation. We can get a survey done, and that will be that. Thank you.
Richard to the stack. Richard to the stack.
Go ahead.
Who?
Richard, go ahead.
Teresa for the stack.
Oh. Richard. Okay. Yes, I have some comments to make about that meeting and the report and everything. First, I just wanted to send a shout out to Ted for getting this good meeting together. Then I wanted a slight clarification. I didn't really recommend a storefront, but I said it could be as simple as a storefront as long as we had sound control, security, clean electrical fields, and good parking. I think it's very important as we move forward on this that we develop a written list of criteria of items we will require. These can vary, but I would like to see at least these three items on that list. One, inside the loop. Two, in or adjacent to communities of color. Three, on or near mass transit. Thank you.
Okay. Ted, you have anything else to say about your report?
Just that I would like the authorization for us to continue. And, of course, we will, through Lyndon, who was on the national board, we will be in touch with the national board and the Pacifica hierarchy. Our meetings will be open, and I just want authorization for us to continue, and I will certainly make public when and where we're going to meet.
Well, we did give you the authorization whenever we created this. Was it last month or the month before? So just make sure you put your meeting on KPFTX.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm moving on. Any more committee reports? Captain Tom, I'm not doing that report today. Anybody else?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Oh, Teresa, I'm sorry, because I did put your name down here. I'm sorry, Teresa. Go ahead.
Well, that's okay. I did not send a formal report to the LSB, but I did send out the minutes from our meeting already. Our next meeting is on July the 6th. Our next meeting is on July the 6th. And I do encourage every board member to give some thought to perhaps ask some people if they would like to pledge towards some sort of challenge fund, because our figures are low and we did not hit our expected goals for the pledge drive. So anyone, feel free to call me. I would love to speak to people about some sort of challenge fund and getting a sizable chunk of money before we would even start the next pledge drive. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, is there any finished business?
Madam Chair.
Yes,
Tom. Question. I'm not trying to be rude, but can you give me a reason why you do not want to report?
Not online, no.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Duane.
Madam Chair, this is Lyndon. I'd like to be on the stack.
Duane was first, then Lyndon. Go ahead.
Well, Madam Chair, I don't want to be on the stack, but I did
You missed
attempt to get recognized during
your
PNB report, but I wasn't heard, and then I got distracted. So, can I give a PNB report, more importantly, any questions that may have not been answered or asked?
Did everyone hear Dwayne's
yes.
comment?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I want to know the situation with the property because we just heard the idea is that obviously the foundation is the idea that is lying there at the foundation is taking advantage of us. And I want the PMB. I want the your version of what the PMB is doing. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. First off, as I pointed out at the PMB in open session and executive session, it's very expected, but just wrong, quite to put it in a mild way, and hypocritical for three PMB members. That would be
Dwayne. You come in and out.
Okay. Let me try to do something. Okay. I put forth a motion last year that would have allowed to free up about $10,000 to $15,000, if not $20,000, to the local station. And Lyndon and Sandra and Wally led the charge to destroy it. And now Lyndon wants to cry, basically, and accuse the board or Pacifica of not being fair. And then, of course, this ruse that we didn't get what we deserve from the PPP money is just ridiculous, quite frankly. Because one of the things that the PPP money was designed for is to pay payroll. And since we have reduced our payroll down to minuscule compared to other stations, that's why we got minuscule, because we simply don't have personnel equivalent to many of the other stations. And it's a portion based on how much you pay out per month. There was no extras to give. The government said, show us your numbers and don't lie. And so we showed them our numbers and we didn't lie. And KPFT got what it was apportioned. And to present it as any other thing is just misleading, if just not something else worse. But more importantly, as it relates to the sale of this local building, now, there is where we can find some common ground. That would be Lyndon, particularly, since he's been the one with the loudest voice. And I agree that money was not appropriately apportioned. And the reason was given, and I accept the reason given, that the national office needed to pay some bills. It's not like it went in somebody's pocket. It's not like it disappeared. It's not like it's not accounted for. But the national office needed to pay some of its bills. However, the commitment was made by the executive director or the interim executive director that the monies that will be received from the sale of not our building. Please understand that our building is worthless. Any person who have an iota of knowledge about real estate and walk in that building for the last 10 to 15 years and certainly today would know that the land is where the value is. And then the proposal of leveling it, like one national board member suggested, is ridiculous. Developers do that cost. You just sell it to them. And you're not going to really, in my assessment, and I know you have one realtor that may have told you something different, and then you assemble four or five other realtors, and they may tell you something different, that you don't spend your money leveling a building on a land that's worth $1.1 or $1.5 million. Those who are going to develop the land can do that at a much less cost than what you're going to do it for. You just take the money. And so the money has been agreed to by the executive director to be isolated this time around and will be put into a account that is segregated from other accounts. And then, of course, it would be to us, the local station board, to give the national board a suggestion as to location. And then, of course, it would be up to the national board to make an assessment and to make a decision under the direction of the IED as to what is the final decision. But I believe they're open to what Ted is doing. They're open to the local station board chiming in and giving them suggestion as to
Because I've always said that the local station board and the manager are the eyes and the ears of the national. They're not here. We are. And so they're not that arrogant at this point. I've seen some other things in some chairs over the previous years that all were that arrogant. But Lydia doesn't appear to be that arrogant, and nor does the board chair or the board in general. They seem to be leaning toward the Houston local station board along with the station manager and along with this committee that Ted has been leading. But you've got to be methodical, and you've got to put something on paper that makes sense, dollars and cents. And I would be willing to support it, and I'm sure Lyndon would be able to support it, and others who represent this station. I think that's a common ground we have, that we want a new dig. We want a facility that is going to be up and running by the time that we sell this place. And I was telling Mr. Fayez, I was telling David just the other day, that you have to get the plan in place, because you could ask the people who are buying the property to give you 3 months. But it really doesn't matter, because we're not in that building anyway. So Ted should actually be in the next week or two or three finding a location that either needs to be built out with the understanding that we're going to have the money. And then I think that it's very clear that the million, 1.2, 1.4, whatever money we get is going to be dedicated to putting KPFT back in business, and anything left, obviously, is going to go to the national. That's how it works.
Okay, thank you. Sandra.
This is Lyndon. I had a comment to make.
Okay, can you wait till after Sandra? Because she was next.
Yes.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you something, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Did not Lyndon and Sandra have an opportunity to make a report? You allow them to come back? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm just
Dwayne, would it make you feel it? Dwayne, would it make you feel any better that I'm not going to counter anything you said? I just want to add something.
Well, actually, that does make me feel good. But what makes me feel better is that she let me come back as well. That makes me even feel better.
Hey, fine, Dwayne. Come on, Lyndon. Come on, Sandra. Right. First.
I'm not going to. My story before was a cautionary tale. But the reason I wanted to get back on the stack was to say that the KPFT budget for 2021 was approved at the PMB meeting this last Thursday.
Yay.
Yay. Sandra.
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify.
You got 2 minutes. We at 9:48. I got one more.
I will do my best. I will do my best to keep it brief. I just want to clarify that one of the previous speakers did bring forth a motion asking the Pacifica National Board to forgive all of our central services payments. And I voted against that motion because I felt like it was unfair. That is in no way equitable to what Lyndon's motion presented, because at this juncture, we were getting money from the government just to keep going. And Lyndon felt, and he made a motion on the National Finance Committee to make it equitable that everybody should get their fair share of central services payments credited to them. And so there's a slight difference. I mean, but, you know, you can call it round or you can call it square. I don't care. Long story short, I did not vote for the previous speaker's motion because it was asking for a free ride. But I did vote for the previous speaker's motion to give us our fair share, because at that point, everything was up for grabs. And if we don't claim what's due to us, then we lose. So I supported that motion and I stand by that decision. So thank you.
You're welcome. Dwayne.
Thank you very much. You can make your own assessments, but you can't make up your own facts.
And whether you get a ride today or whether you get a ride tomorrow, you're still riding. And even after the motion was passed, and a question was asked by this gentleman, doesn't basically it equals the same? And the answer to the question was whether the previous speaker want to call it yellow or green, blue. The fact of the matter is, it is the equivalent. We still end up not having to send money up that we didn't pay. So you can slice it, dice it, no matter how you want to say it, it's the equivalent of the same that we got to buy, that we didn't have to pay something that didn't come out of our coffers. And that's my motion would have done the same thing. But the fact of the matter is it came from me. KPFT's throat because it came from me.
Okay. Thank you guys for doing your job as PNC directors, because I know that people wanted to hear what you had to say. We have one more item on the agenda that I plan to get to right now, which is under new business. Bob Gardner, you have the floor.
All right, my motion is to resume in-person meetings. Have to find someone to take input on what location that would be.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I third.
Paula, you're supposed to be on my side. It's been moved and seconded that... Let me read exactly what you wrote on here. What you just said is not what you wrote.
My motion is to resume in-person meetings.
Seconded that the KPFT LSB return to in-person meetings for the July 2021 meeting. I further move that based on the passage of the above, suggestions be taken for a venue to satisfy the need for a meeting location. Discussion.
Sandy for the stack.
Sandy, go ahead.
Thank you. While in-person meetings are a good thing, I wonder if everybody on the board and all the public have received their COVID inoculations. COVID is not gone yet, and we may be a little premature in jumping in here. Protecting the health of those around us is, I think, number one here. And Zoom works well. Zoom doesn't cost anything in terms of a meeting space. It doesn't cost anything in terms of driving to a location and then returning to our homes. I think this is a good methodology, and we should continue at least until we can confirm that everybody's going to say thank you.
Okay, Ted.
Can we just survey the people on the call right now and find out who is completely vaccinated?
You know, that's HIPAA law. HIPAA.
I don't care. I'm asking people to volunteer. I certainly have been vaccinated twice.
Anybody else?
This is Nancy. Bill. I'm stuck.
Adriana, I'm the stuck.
Nancy, Adriana. Nancy first.
Yes, I don't usually agree with Sandy Wyman, but this time I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
In which case, I'd like to change my position.
What's new?
Adriana?
Okay. What I want to say is that I agree that it's time to start meeting in person. You see the dysfunctionality of these Zoom meetings is much, much, much greater than anything else. The public have the right to come there and talk to us. I don't think that this, I want to know how the rest of the board feel. I don't have any problem. I can meet, and I believe that it's our responsibility to have our vaccination, but that's okay. That is my position. Everybody have the right to have their own opinions, but I think that it's time that we resume
some kind of, you know, meetings.
Well, first of all, let me say my position. And I'm just going to strictly go by science and facts. That's the only thing I'm quoting. Fact number one, Houston is at only 43% total vaccination rate. Fact number two, the CDC recommends 70% herd, 70% herd immunity. Fact number three, as a teacher in the public school system, now all of a sudden there are more teenagers coming up with COVID than adults. Number four, we've been spending this whole 3 hours talking about money. Who gonna pay for that? I'm done.
Thank you.
Teresa for the stack.
Teresa.
I agree with the chair. I think that rather than have 24 people driving into a location, even if it's central, actually more 24 people plus public comment. Tonight we had people on public comment who were from out of town. I think that at times telephone conferences and Zoom meetings are very efficient. And I support the chair on that at this
Nancy
time.
Nancy on the stack.
Nancy, Wendy, you just go ahead.
I will wait for anybody else who hadn't spoken.
Bill. Bill. I have my hand up. Me. Okay, I agree with you. I agree with the chair. I think we're nowhere near ready, and I think we need to listen to the CDC and the new variants. I must say, for the COVID strains are pretty scary, and we need to not be jumping in head first to do this. And especially, like you're saying, we don't have the money to pay for it either. If we have any extra money, we should be paying for essentials for the station.
The who?
The
what for the station?
Wendy.
If we have any extra money, we should be paying for essentials for the station, not for a meeting space.
Rita, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As much as I would like to see all of you in person, I am of the belief at this time for not just the safety of us as board members and the persons who come on at public comment, but also for the fact of what it would require for us to have a space that would be able to allow us to meet for this 3-hour period. You have to think about all of that when you're looking at that going into the next few months. So I think what we can be doing is, as Mr. Gardner suggested, the latter part of his motion maybe is to start looking at, just in case we will not be able to meet in the new station whenever we get there. So that could be something that we could look at and maybe revisit this motion at another time. Thank you.
Sounds good. Who? Anybody
can
else?
Can you hear me?
Nancy.
Here.
Who's? I'm Nancy. I hear
that's
you.
Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
I'm with Bob. I think that for one thing that our own bylaws and I believe the CPB rules that everyone's always talking about, all specify that local meetings should be in person. It is much harder. It's easier for some people to get on in public comment if they know about it. But, in addition to our meetings being broadcast on the air, you know, they're supposed to be easily accessible by, you know, people in the public. So, anyway, I would also say that if it's the date that the July meeting, I may not be able to attend anyway, but, I also wonder what about Pacifica? Are all the other stations still meeting in, on the phone? Cause I mean, I know it was kind of a big deal to even have the PNB have all those phone meetings because they're really supposed to meet in person too. But anyway, maybe we could get some guidance from them.
Anybody?
Linden for the stack. Linden for the stack.
And Linden. Nancy Linden. And
okay.
9:59. Sure. Nancy Linden.
Okay. You know, people who lack Wi-Fi or lack the ability to call, I mean, like their provider would charge them more money for a telephone call. I mean, actually, we are supposed to broadcast on the air the LSB meetings, and we used to do it. We used to do in-person meetings at the Alliance Francaise and had a line go all across the yard into KPFD, and it was broadcast on the air. And that's what is supposed to be done. And that way it's easy to get call-ins, but we cannot do that until we move and have a place where an engineer can be in. But I mean, that would be the most, what's the bylaw.
Lyndon.
Teresa for the stack.
Teresa, you're the last person. It's 10 o'clock.
Madam Chair, I had asked before Teresa. I don't know.
Yes, I'd just like, excuse me. I would just like to, add that I find it much more pleasant to be yelled at over the phone than yelled at in person. It makes it much easier to just take my headphones off or go do something else rather than have to sit there and be yelled at. And I'd also like to mention that, Nancy sent something out earlier today to do with CPB and so I don't think we have to worry about that quite yet, meeting those obligations. It looks like we may have missed our time.
Excuse, and I'm going to let the other two people talk, but let me say this as a chairperson and as a chair of a whole bunch of other boards. We are in a pandemic that has not lifted. When you are in an organization, emergencies happen. This is an emergency. So when you start screaming and talking about bylaws, the bylaws go out the window because the pandemic takes precedence over the bylaws. Please go to a workshop on how to run a meeting. I'm sorry. Now, who was I saying? Dwayne and somebody else.
Teresa.
I say this.
Madam Chair, I call the question.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Teresa. Because Paula just screamed at 10:01. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we go back to meet in person next month. Bill, come on.
Okay, you don't want to try voice vote?
No.
Okay, so the motion is to go back to meet in person next month. Well, plus the other stuff. Look for a place and all that. Okay.
Look for a place is secondary, but go back to meet.
Okay, Teresa Allen?
Alan says no.
Teresa votes no. Adriana Casanave?
I believe that the board doesn't want it, and I want to listen to the majority. I will do whatever the majority want.
You want to vote yes, no, or abstain?
I want to pass till I know if the board wants to vote in person.
Joe Crozier votes no. Lennon Foley?
No.
Lennon votes no. Bob Gartner?
Bob?
Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
I vote yes.
Okay, Bob votes yes.
That was Bob or Patrick?
That was Bob.
Okay,
so, go ahead. Wally James?
No, that was Patrick.
That was Patrick?
Okay, who just voted yes?
It was Bob Gartner. I had trouble with my phone.
I thought it was Bob, yeah. Bob.
You skipped over Bob. What does Bob vote?
Bob votes yes. Patrick.
Patrick, are you here? I didn't hear him.
No, I didn't hear
him. Okay, Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
Mike votes no. Maria Martinez?
She's absent.
Yeah.
She
was
right.
In the movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Paula Miller?
Skip me, please.
Okay, pass. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Rolline?
I will abstain.
Sandra abstains.
And that is not a vote for yes or no. That's an abstention. Yes.
Okay.
Just for clarification.
Darrell Robbins?
Darrell.
Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara
Nardone? Patel Adams votes no.
Okay. Buddy votes no. Darrell, I didn't hear you. Nancy Sabara Nardone?
Nancy votes no.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shefto? By the way, Deb was trying really hard to call in.
She wasn't in the meeting.
Did she ever get in?
She never get in the meeting.
Okay. Well, she'd probably prefer to meet in person. Well, she's been having trouble calling in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark her absent on the minutes, Bill.
Please.
Okay. All right. Okay. Richard Giselle?
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
No.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Venetia Williams? I'll come back to you, Venetia.
I'm back.
Egberto Willis? Were you on?
Isn't he absent?
No, he was here.
He was at here. The beginning.
Okay, back to the beginning. Let's see. Adriana? Question Dave?
Okay, I abstain.
Adriana abstains. Patrick Coit, didn't hear you. Paula, you passed?
I'm voting.
Oh, I thought you passed.
Voting. Paula not voting.
Oh, you're not voting. Oh, okay.
No, she abstains. Paula abstains. Just okay.
I ain't abstaining either. I'm just not voting.
Okay. And Marian Martinez, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
She's
that's
not here,
present,
right?
Not voting, right? Is that right, Paula?
The only thing that counts is a yes or no, so it doesn't matter.
She has a right to do present, not voting. I mean, they do that in the PMV. Jarrell
Robbins.
Okay.
Jarrell Robbins.
Can we move on? We over time. Come on now.
Jarrell? Can't hear Jarrell. Didn't hear Deb Shafto. Didn't hear Egberto. Let me count.
Venetia.
I usually call on the chair after we get the count.
Yes,
the chair
I
can,
spoke
and the chair
soon.
Can choose to vote or
okay,
not.
Okay, yes. Go ahead, get a count.
So, five yes. 10 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I don't need to vote.
Okay. So abstain. So five yes, 10 no's.
Can you repeat the vote?
Five yes, 10 no's.
How many abstain?
Well, it doesn't matter, but it's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. There you go. All right. I heard
you. I moved to adjourn, Madam Chair.
That's what I was just about to say.
Let me say one thing, and we will, at the end of my sentence, we will be adjourned. One of the beauties of being in Zoom, because almost every week I hear this over and over and over and over again. The public, the public, the public, the public. Do you realize we have had more public at every meeting than in person? We are adjourned.